Geeky Girl Gab podcast.
Hello, this is Geeky Girl Gab mini episode. I'm Candace. With me is Brie.
Hi.
And Vanessa.
Hi.
Okay, in our last episode, we discussed best and worst princess, and Brie gave us a shocking information that she is pro Prince Hans. So yes. There's a theory. There's a theory I'm not sure she's aware of, and I want to see both.
Oh, I am the Tumblr one.
Okay, but is it the Tumblr? Okay, there's Reddit Tumblr ones about how Prince Hans was actually a good guy until the trolls got involved.
F those trolls. They are the worst.
What trolls and what did they do? Hold on, I haven't.
Okay, let's explain this to Vanessa.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you notice at the beginning, Hans, even when people aren't looking, he's like looking at Anna like, hey, I really like her kind of thing. He's when he's left in charge, he's doing good things for the kingdom. He's making sure people have blankets.
Yeah.
People have, you know, hot soup or whatever it is. And then when Anna's horse comes back, he could have stayed and just been in charge because he was left in charge.
He was like, I'm going to find her.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But then things change once Anna and Kristoff go meet the trolls. And the trolls have a whole song about how they should end together.
And they, like, kidnapped him as a baby or some weird thing. So, you know.
He was an orphan. He didn't have anything.
Are we sure
they didn't kidnap him? They didn't kidnap him.
Are we sure that he was an orphan, though? Like, let's be real. There's.
Okay, so the other things that happen is that Elsa's about to kill a guy, and Hans stops her. He's like, no, this isn't who you are.
Yeah.
So he could have just let her kill this guy or, like, kill herself or something like that. But he actually stops her and brings her back.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't until after.
Can I explain this song? Because it is crazy. This is, they are talking about how Kristoff is a fixer-upper, how, and he tells him, he's like, Prince Anna has a true love. Like, she's
engaged.
She's engaged. And they were like, oh, no. It's not until that you're married that it's official.
Yeah, the fiance is a flex arrangement.
Yes. And so they sing a whole song like, he's a bit of a fixer-upper. And they try to sing this cute tune to make you forget how awful they are, because they're just saying, forget your fiance, go for this guy. Yes. See, Vanessa is cringing. It is an awful song.
Okay, but like, what does that have to do with Hans?
So then.
So the trolls do magic. We all know that they can do magic.
Mm-hmm. So basically what the theory is that they somehow magicked Prince Hans to be evil?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because the whole thing about the original tale is, like, it's about changing people's perspective and changing, like, icing their heart and everything like that, so they would be doing something negative.
Okay.
Yes. Because it's such a major switch.
And I get they wanted to be like, ooh, this is going to change. Like, ooh, let's change it up. Let's make you think, like, da-da-da. But also, it's sort of like, Kristoff says, like, how can you fall in love? Like, da-da-da-da-da. Like, you know, that's so soon. But the thing is, they were only together for a day and he fell in love with Princess Anna. So, you know, hypocritical.
But that's the thing, is that there is if the troll thing doesn't happen and Hans is just evil, then it was all planned. Like, he says he was falling in love with Anna.
No, I get that.
Or with Anna, and he was obviously just playing the game.
So the only hints you get that he's possibly evil or has alternate, you know, desires is he says he has so many brothers. And also when in the song that the two of them sing, Love is an Open Door, he says, I finally found a place where I belong. And he points to the castle, not her.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So there are hints of it, but it's like.
But it's still like, I still fully believe that Prince Han likes Anna.
Yeah, he felt like her son.
I don't know. I think that the theory is definitely interesting, and I think that it could be argued for sure. But I totally could just see him having this plan from the beginning just because he wants to rule, because that is a lot of people, like a lot of people, especially if you are in a royal family, like,
yeah,
there's what good are you if you're not ruling or doing something like that? And I mean, being the youngest of like seven brothers, you probably have absolutely zero role.
Okay. Yeah. But regardless of like whether he did or didn't, because like I'm with you, like he could just be evil. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing.
Which they like.
As a bad guy, he is so amazing. As a bad guy, to say that line to her, so cold and heartless. Oh, and I was just like, I have to give it up. Here's the thing though, like we like villains.
That's what turns her on, apparently.
No. Oh my God. Don't, because then I'm gonna get like murderers hitting me up right now, and I'm like, I don't need that in my life.
No, but that's what we were saying, is that we were worried for you.
I'm talking about how like sometimes like you're like, yeah, Maleficent's awesome, or Ursula was kind of right. Just use your body language, girl. Like,
no, I mean, I,
you know,
I
mean, as a villain, he is great villain.
No, I mean, I get it, but it's just that every time that you say you're behind a certain character like that, it's always with this like look on your face that's just like, they're so hot. And it's a very different thing than just like, oh, that villain is so cool or so interesting, like I liked it, the psychology behind it. It's like, no, he's pretty. And he's a bad boy, too. And therefore I love him.
Do you not remember Stanton from Daughters of the Moon, Vanessa?
I know.
And how much I loved him.
But that's
him.
More of a redeemable character.
Draco Malfoy? Anyone? Anyone?
Anyway.
Okay. So that's it for our mini episode of Bree and her other bad boy, whatever. I don't know. My head hurts.
Please tell me that someone else out there likes Hans as a villain. Please, someone, just comment.
Villain is fine. Fan fiction somewhere.
As a villain, it's fine. As like,
well, okay, someone else tell me that they think Hans is hot. Then, just someone.
Oh my God!
Comment us on Instagram, on Tumblr, on Facebook. Just tell me somewhere that someone goes, yeah, okay.
All at Geeky Girl Gab.
Thank you, Vanessa. We needed that. Okay, well, I'm Candace.
I'm Bree.
I'm Vanessa.
And stay geeky and stay away from bad guys like Hans.
Yes.